this email says, didn't Queen Amidala introduce a vote of no confidence? That worked out well.
Yeah, there you go.
503-733-2970. Coming up later on, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Tim Riley will be back later on with the City Desk / Ministry of Truth. Talk to Christian from accounting for the Rockstar recap later on. And so forth.
All right.
Oh, we got this cool Playboy news that we'll get to as well. All right. Rick. Todd the Corpse. I don't want to get off on this whole thing about the new traffic girl. Todd the Corpse has just emailed us with the... wait, hold on, let me find the...
Come on!
Rick, I just heard you talking about bringing on the new coin traffic girl. To prepare you for your interview with Jenny Hogan, the new Australian traffic girl, here are a few questions. One, are you Paul Hogan's daughter? Two, did you ride a kangaroo to school? Three, have you met Yahoo Sirius? Four, how many shrimps can you fit on said Barbie? You're welcome for the help, Todd. There you go. That was really funny when I read it. It's 503-733-2970. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Radio Studio.
Hey, Jay, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Goddamn, Chris Farley dead is still funnier than most people alive. I really, every time I hear it, it just makes me... sometimes I have a mouthful of beverage, and it's like that thing when you're supposed to be quiet in church, and suddenly things that are only moderately amusing become incredibly amusing. I had a mouthful of Vizo, Will, cranberry and grapefruit, just now, and it's like as Chris Farley, and it's just... you know what it is with Chris Farley? Is he has that full phlegmatic... projection that you jack squat, you know, which kind of hurts even to do now. And right as I got the mouthful of liquid. All right, how are you, sir? Yeah, now are you up for doing the news on Friday?
I think it'd be great.
Here's the thing: if you do the news on Friday, especially during the noon news hour, you clearly can't be in here doing the phones at the same time. So somebody would have to cover the phones. It becomes a whole daisy chain of problems, sir.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
That's the voice of confidence that I like to hear. All right. If we can get the... Here's the thing. You are Tim, for whatever reason, you are Tim's first choice to do his news on Friday while he's gone.
That's awful nice of him.
Do you feel that you're up to the challenge? Now, you have to not only gather the news, you have to order the news, you have to write some slugs, as they're called in the business. Now, yeah. See, the phones are ringing right now, and there's no one to answer them. This is what Friday's going to look like, Scotty. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. What are you calling about today?
Well, I'm a friend of Sarah Dillon's from her coin days, and I need Rick Emerson to ask her how many shots of tequila it takes to get cut off at Chevy.
All right, you want to talk to Rick?
Hey, yeah, and he can ask her for me.
Oh. Okay, yeah, hold on.
Okay, that took a second. Yeah,
hold on.
How are you?
We'll find Rick. All right.
No, Dan lost it, you know, the coin great unpleasantness. Dan was a reporter.
You were streamlined on out of there.
Yes.
All right.
After the cleansing.
I was part of the streamlining.
All right. Are you a big listener to Rick? Do you like his show?
I do, man. We listen to it all the time. Usually with Marsha in the car, and we always hear Sarah, and we're like, hey.
Oh, tell Marsha hi.
You know that cool chick.
Dan, you know you're talking to Rick, right?
Hi. How you doing?
Of course I do. What's going on?
Okay. All right.
I have a simple question for Sarah.
Yes.
I need you to ask her.
I'm right here, Dan.
She's right here, you know. See, this is a phone, and when you speak... Your voice goes into her ears.
No, we got kicked out of Chevy's.
Really?
Get kicked out. We
That's
got
like being
cut
kicked
off.
Out of Chevy's.
We got cut off.
Yeah.
Which basically means they're kicking us out because they weren't giving us any more.
It's like getting a beat down at the Olive Garden.
Apparently because somebody was dropping the F-bomb a little too loud.
Really?
Perhaps
is that
it
true?
It was you and there were small children around.
Was that you or was it Sarah?
It was Sarah.
Fantastic. Good times. All right. All right, so what are you doing now? If you were shown the door at coin, what are you doing now, Dan?
I'm a professional golfer.
God bless you. That's, see?
Awesome.
Is this disc golf or is this real golf?
No, this is real golf.
Excellent. My friend, that is a thing that we all aspire to. So
I have dropped my handicap from, and I'd actually like to thank them at Coin for doing this because I've taken my handicap from about a 15 to 18 on down to about an 8 or a 9.
Would you like to be a call screener, sir? We have an opening on Friday.
Hey, I could do it. I would be there, man.
We should totally get we could get Jenny Hogan to come do it, perhaps.
Maybe.
All right. I'll say, drop me an email for him. We should keep in touch. Drop me an email, Dan.
Hey, I will, sir.
All right. Sure. It's rick@rickemerson.com.
Okay, sir. Right. Good to talk to you.
You too. Tell Marsha I said hi.
I will. I'm picking her up from the airport right now.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Bye.
There you go. Very strange program. Did today's program seem very far ranging and very spacious?
Well, last time I saw Dan was at the Ronk's going away party.
You can't keep saying stuff like that when I'm drinking the Ronk. All right. All right. So are we ready to begin the Delana contest?
Yes, yes. I can't
All right.
wait.
Let me just, this was your challenge. And let me now read this from rickemerson.com. The subject line was, Delana's voice is good for something after all. And so we had this sound. And the challenge that we gave everybody was to use this sound right here. Which is fantastic. Was to use that sound to create an audio composition of no more than 60 seconds in length, in which Delana's, quote, crying was used at least once, preferably to humorous effect. And the only other guidelines were no profanity, obviously, and this should be sent to us as an MP3. So we got many, many, many entries. And so we have, some of them were duplicate entries, some of them were very, very similar. And so we are now, let me just find today's folder. So what we're going to do is this. We are going to go through all of the entries in the Delana Sound Contest. We're going to play them all, every one of them. Shouldn't take more than, I don't know, I mean, because they're all less than 60 seconds in length. And so what we will do is, we internally here, by which I mean Sarah, myself, and then Scotty, we've invited you in to judge because you do fancy yourself a master of audio composition.
Scotty has the ear.
Yes, yes, it's the golden ear. And so we are going to rank them. We will come up with our three favorites. And then later on, probably like in the final hour of the program, like in the 2 o'clock hour, we will have y'all vote to pick the best of those three. So, but before we do that, you're going to talk amongst yourself for a second while I refill my coffee cup.
So are they going
to
vote by
me? This is a test of your freestyling since you have to do the news, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Scotty, why don't you pick up a news story and give us a test run?
From high atop the...
Okay.
No, I'll do it. Mine.
Oh, I'm just waiting for you. Maintain a conversation when I'm out of the room.
I was waiting for him to read his news story.
Oh, I can't wait for Friday. It's going to be the best show ever.
I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
The callers will call in and then we'll say, okay, this is a vote for this. That's how we're going to do that, right?
No. We're going to go through these. I'll say this one more time. We'll go through. It's not hard. We'll go through these now, all of them. You, Sarah, and myself, we will pick our favorite three.
Okay.
Yeah, we will briefly confab, as they say. Not unlike Jason Newsted, Tommy Lee said. We will briefly confab during the break. We'll come back.
Can I be Jason Newsted?
Yeah, if I can be Tommy Lee. Ha ha, you'll give me Clark. Yeah, in your face. That's right, Scotty J. You have fake hair and no one likes you. All right. So we will come back to the break. We'll reveal our top three. And then later on, we will have an Insta poll, and the audience will pick the best of the three. And that winner, we have some CDs and some shirts and stuff, just a pack of crap that we'll give to whoever came up with the best. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
All right, hold on, let me move my things. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to begin this. The Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain Contest. All right, here is the first, and I'm not going to say who these are from, because I don't want to prejudice anybody. Again, some of these are from listeners who are maybe a little known. This is the first entry right here on the Rick Emerson Show.
I've been caught stealing once when I was five. I've been caught stealing.
All right, there you go.
So appropriate. That's funny.
Creative.
Short, to the point, the thoughts. I mean, I say that, you know what? That's one guy. He figured
out. Using Dave Navarro's band? That is rad.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? And it works. He's not forcing the sound. The sound really does work there.
That's great.
All right, so you just keep a running tab yourself and call it whatever you need to remember it. Kind of make little notes as we go along. So, all right, that's number one. All right, here's the second one. He just goes somewhere. Sensing a trend.
Oh,
I'm letting it play. I can't interrupt it. I'm back. Did I miss anything?
Is that more than a minute or what?
No, it's exactly 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is exactly 1 minute long. Where should we get lunch tomorrow? And then it just
nice
ends.
Fade, nice.
That's genius. All right, hold on. That's, we'll call that the leak spinner.
Okay.
Leak spinner. All right. That's the dum ba dum ba 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 song. All right, there you go. Let's see. Okay, this is the next. I believe this was our original entry. This was the original entry. The lyrics are a little hard to understand, but they do say Dave Navarro's a douche in here. My advice to y'all would be to be marking these on a classic 1 to 10 scale as you go along. All right, there you go. All right, this is the next entry. This is called Devil Delana. Well, there you go. Well, points for original. Okay, that's Exorcist.
That was very original.
No, and you know,
Exorcist.
And the thing is, if you're an Exorcist fan, you know the Delana's crying sounds a lot like that sequence where Reagan is going the making that kind of a noise. All right, there you go. Let's see. This is this is called Delana Plays with Supernova. A little bit of background. This one is the other band Supernova, which is on they're on the Clerks soundtrack. They sang the song called Chewbacca. So there's a band called Supernova that sang a Chewbacca song in the Clerks soundtrack.
I was the first person in the entire world to sing with Supernova.
So the joke here is it's the other Supernova. All right, so there you go. There's that. Okay, let's see. Next up, this is just called Delana Sound. Okay, I have to hear that one again, actually. Because I'm pretty sure that he actually stutters her laugh to actually mimic the Woody Woodpecker laugh.
This is a That's All Folks like thing.
All right, okay. Let's hear that one again. That's genius.
That's good.
Oh, Woody Woodpecker. Okay. I got to tell you, I think it was pretty fantastic.
That was good.
All right. This, we played this one yesterday, actually, as part of a tease. This is, we've had this one before, but here we go. Okay. Fantastic. By the way, trivia fiends may note that that's the same music used in V for Vendetta during the during the Prime Minister show. It's called it's a Benny Hill song called Yakety Sax. All right, here we go. This is the next entry in the Lana Sound Contest.
Good morning. What's the matter? Stop whining. Stop it. You idiot. Shut up. I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
You're a damaged goods lady. You're a psychopathic bitch.
Whoa, that got a little crazy.
Okay. Is that now... And that's not Terminator.
Kindergarten Cop.
No, it's...
I think it is from Kindergarten Cop.
Is it Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah, when he's just like, listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should listen to it again.
I haven't seen that movie in like 10 years, and all I know is that it's not a tumor line. That's all I know. Well, let's hear that one more time.
Yeah, it took place... They filmed it on...
Cannon Beach?
Yep.
If somebody can verify if that's Kindergarten Cop, because again, I haven't seen.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's the matter?
Stop whining. Stop it. You idiot. Shut up. I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
You're a damaged goods lady. You're a psychopathic bitch.
Sort of comes back with a little stinger there at the end. All right. Let's see. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Brian. I just got the confirmation for the for where that came from.
All right.
There's a really good chance that it's off of a website called killsometime.com.
Right.
On the left-hand side of it, you can go to, like, celebrity soundboards.
Yeah.
And there'll be a big one from Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's got all that kind of stuff on it.
But is that Kindergarten Cop, though, that that's originally from? Do you know?
I think that's what's from the beginning of that is from, yes, when he's saying stop whining.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that is from it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brian.
See ya.
All right, there you go. All right, short and sweet. All right, here's the next one. Okay, that's pretty to the point. Let's hear that one again. All right, this is called the Lana 2. Let's see.
Kick to the curb.
Oh, that's me. That's a little disturbing, actually.
They're getting more and more demented.
I'm just playing them in alphabetical order, by the way. There's no particular... about two-thirds of the way done here. They were playing all the entries in the Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Game Contest. So we're playing all these. Sarah, Scotty J, and myself will pick our top three. And then later on, we'll have you vote to pick the best. And that person will win some crap. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, that's the same one. That's me. That's my mistake. I played the same one. All right. Sorry, my computer's going a little wacky here. All right, the next one is called Delana Hole.
I was thinking, oh my gosh, I have to get out of this hole. I have to.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Now
it places the lotion in the basket. It places the lotion in the basket. What the f***ing lotion in the basket?
Alright, there you go.
That's messed up.
That's fantastic.
So I stick with the fact they're getting more demented.
Yeah. Is that blinking over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that go? Yeah, okay. No, there was just a whole lot of, like, guard at the end there, and I was all up. It could be air on the side of caution there at the end. That is great. Here's the great thing about that. Is that he actually applied the appropriate echo to her voice to make it sound like she was in the hole.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, well done.
Very good.
I know who did that one, too, by the way.
I can dig it, yes.
All right. You don't know, though.
I think I do.
You don't know! You don't know what pain is! All right. Let's see. This next one is... This is called Delana... That was... I gotta say, hold on. That was called Silence of the Lambs. Silence All right. Let's see here.
I'm a big pizza.
What I'd like to do is find a great station in the Pacific Northwest. Take it away, Jim.
I just don't see it, man.
Wallace, shut the up.
When I look at you lately, I just want to smash your face in.
Jesus, God.
Scotty, did you make that one?
There's some really bizarre people in the audience. All right.
I'll never tell.
That was totally a Scotty J compilation.
I don't even know what to call that. And then it ends with, it's like goes,
Delana Munchkin.
The Delana Radio. Killed, and then it's like War of the Roses, and then it's the crying.
Well, it's a radio thing where the radio's changing channels every time.
Lollipop Guild. All right. All right, let's see. This is the, let's see, is this the, this isn't the car starting one, is it? Oh, that's, you know, that same guy, that guy sent like five. Where she was like being shot. So, all right, here we go. Ah. All right, here's the next. We're almost at the end here. Oh yeah, like three more. All right, so we're entering the final stages here, playing back our Delana sound entry contest. I got some early favorites though. I mean, I don't know what the people will say, but I got my favorites. All right, let's see. This is a short one.
Look at this. They even got some of that high class British porn.
Oh, there we are. That's disturbing.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, God. All right. Let's see. This is the one we started today's show off with.
Stick 'em, ha, 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 stick 'em. Stick 'em, ha, ha, stick 'em. Stick 'em, ha, ha, stick 'em.
Yeah. All right, so we'll call that one Fat Boys. All right, okay. There you go. Two more. But we've arrived at the place in the competition, by the way, where we're... This is the Scotty J composition. This is called Scotty J Presents Brokeback Delana. Would you like to give any setup to this clip, sir?
Ooh.
Well, the only thing about it is it's if you haven't seen the movie, it might be kind of hard to follow some of it. But
did you wear your chaps and vest while you were
making
it?
Two guys out in the wilderness. Let's just put it that way.
Were your buttocks exposed when you recorded it?
Did your brother's friend's outfit?
Did your brother and his friend help you with this?
Not.
All right. Were you thinking of them?
No.
Like perhaps for inspiration?
I did laugh.
Do you own Brokeback Mountain?
No, I had to go rent it.
You rented it just for this contest?
Yes,
that's hard.
I looked for days on the internet to try
to
find Sounders.
No, that's really what that is. All right. Yeah, he was lamenting that there was no. I can only imagine, by the way, what CBS Radio thinks, because I know you were looking for days online to find Brokeback Mountain sound clips. God only knows what that sent you through webpage wise. All right, here we go. This is Scotty J presents Brokeback Delana.
I'm going to go up to the seat now. Yeah. We'll roll up out here. That boy rings.
Dennis?
What?
Put your hammer and get in here.
Get her off. Oh.
I'm going to tell you this one time, Jack. What I don't know. All them things that I don't know. You're trying to kill me.
Yeah, we'll try this one.
Go ahead.
We could have had a good life together. Real good life. Had us a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Dennis. So what we got now is Brokeback
Delana.
Some horse bitch. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Then why don't you?
How the hell?
Two guys camping.
But I don't understand.
Was there a monkey in there?
No, that was a crow at the end.
It's like so many of your sounders, they just sort of leave me nonplussed and speechless. I don't really... I have no response to that, as Meg Ryan once said.
You'll have to see the movie.
I have to see him live.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the final...
I really kind of want to listen to that again. I'm really confused.
Have you seen it?
All right.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
Calling him in.
Broke back Delana. Yeah.
We'll roll up out here. That 40 rings.
Yes. Put your hammer. Get in here.
Get her off.
I'm going to tell you this one time, Jack. I know what I don't know. All them things that I don't know. I ain't joking.
Yeah, we'll try this one. Go ahead. We should have had a good life together. We were good life. Had us a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Ennis. So what we got now is broke back.
Delana.
Some horse and bitch. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Why don't you?
You, Ennis.
That should be our new delivery guy, Sandra. Every time a delivery driver calls, that's what we should play. Oh, my
45
God.
Seconds.
Seriously. No, that's a minute. You pushed, you did, you took, I gave you a minute, you took a minute.
Oh, I had to cut so much out. I had some really good stuff.
What did you have to do? You had to cut out all the non-essential stuff.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay. Is that the sound of gay cowboy love at the end?
No, that was it was a crow. Well,
No. I know what a crow sounds like. I'm saying at the end, at the end of my hearing, sort of a sound.
Okay, do you want me to explain it?
No, just tell me. Just tell me whether or not I'm hearing the sounds of man-on-man love at the end.
They're hugging each other and crying because they're, like, kind of breaking up.
It sounds like a powerful hug, like maybe a nude hug.
Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought you had.
I haven't avoided it. It's on my Netflix queue. I fully intend to watch it. It seems like a very, very well-made film. I'm not like some of us, Scotty J. I'm not like some of us, suburban and afraid of that which we don't understand. I just, at the end, one of those guys makes sort of a sound.
Right, he starts crying in the end because they're kind of like,
because of their forbidden love.
And he's like, I can't quit you. I wish I knew how to quit you, but they're like kind of breaking off.
Just so you know, I'm going to excerpt that out of you just saying that right now. Just in case you wonder in the future where that came from. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the final entry in the Delana Sweet Sweet Tears contest. This one is called There's No Crying in Rock and Roll.
If you didn't hear the Rick Emerson Show, you didn't hear this. The Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain contest.
Oh, yes, we can't wait to hear that.
I'm just saying.
It's all going to end in blood. I'm not cleaning the studio if there's blood.
Welcome to the Steam Bun!
Best moment from last night, Rockstar Supernova.
I could feel my tears waiting to just explode out of me.
Shut your weepy pie hole. Well, there's no crying in rock and roll.
She even cries ugly. Please play it one more time. Her pain makes me laugh.
Sweet, sweet sounds of Delana's pain.
Oh, let me drink the champagne of your sweet tears.
I'm going to make a martini out of her sweet, sweet tears and savor every drop. Groovy.
She doesn't care about anybody else. She's totally pretending.
She puts off a vibe of ugliness. And again, if I could just say what we're all thinking, she looks like she smells a little bad.
Oh, my God. My whole world ended.
Stupid cow. I think she ought to be disqualified for crying right there.
This is worse than the Kira Phillips thing.
Oh, good times. Wow. We're terrible people.
Gosh. I sound like a valley girl when I talk.
I sound like a creepy serial killer.
That's a lot of work.
We'll call that one No Crying in Rock. All right. Do we need to hear any of them again? Sarah, Scotty, do you need to hear any of them again?
No, I think I'm good.
We're already a little late here, so we might as well go a little later. Are we good?
Oh, we're totally late.
We're totally late.
See, I talk like a valley girl. How come you haven't told me this before?
I talk like Jeff Spicoli. We're all good? We don't need to recap any of them.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with hour three, and then next hour, you, the listeners, will vote on the best of the three. All right, Jen Lane is coming up. We got the Rockstar Recap. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. It's AM 970. Solid State Radio. Here's Megadeth. Kids, it's Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. So what, George? Is it, did Delana try again? Is George's? I swear to God, it sounds like three other ones that we got. Are you saying that we didn't play his? There's some people claiming that we did not play their entries.
Well, if they spent time on them, you should play them.
Well, I think I played all of the ones that we got. Now, my email is known from time to time to just drop an attachment or for something just not to be delivered.
Yeah, you've had that problem many times.
It is true. So we did not knowingly overlook any entries. So if you created an entry and sent it, you have my apologies. Well, this is George's, the Delana truck. He worked 8 hours on it? All right, well, hold on. Let me play this one, and then we'll go to the city desk with Tim Riley.
Certain sections of the brain seem to be missing.
That's 8 hours well spent, George. Congratulations. Yes, well done. Now,
good job, George.
But doesn't that sound a lot like the other gunfire when we played?
That one tells the story.
This
one's more riveting.
It's
good morning.
No, it sounds a lot like this one. And then there's, and then with the, I guess not. Okay, well, there you go. Apparently gunfire was a common theme during the Delana contest. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again. Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, the president admitted today, yes, we have secret CIA prisons, but the people we put behind these bars helped us to save innocent lives. They were given useful things to do during the day because work keeps them free. These are not people who you would miss.
They're not prisons.
In their daily activities.
They're not prisons. They
live on the edges of society.
They're repositories of justice. They're truth rooms.
Yes, they are.
They're small, isolated pockets of freedom.
They are in custody so they cannot murder our people.
They're freedom creation chambers.
Yes, they are.
All right.
And they hold square dances with them on Friday nights.
Yes, they have ice
cream socials. They phone orchestras and drama groups.
Yes.
And that's all we know about them. But we do have secret prisons.
Okay. But I'm not even really sure what else there is to say about it. The interesting thing, as I said earlier, was that Lisa Goddard noted that, and that we all just kind of went, there. Okay. Because, I mean, didn't we all just sort of assume that was the case? Like, we all kind of just, not even just under the Bush administration, quite frankly. Don't you just sort of assume that the government has all kinds of secret places all over the world where they just put people in a room and put their fingers in a drawer?
It does say there is no torture permitted in the secret CIA prison, and signs are hanging as you come in.
Is that like here when they say, like, all overtime must be reported?
Yes.
And there are to be no sexual comments in the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, those are always followed to the letter.
That's that.
There is to be no leering at sales girls' bosoms either.
But enough of this stuff, because it really doesn't matter to us. We want to hear about Steve Irwin,
because he's
still dead.
All right.
Some of his colleagues spoke on Larry King last night and explained, the producer of the program who he was helping to work on explained why he plans to continue working on that project.
We were looking at these animals that people think of as, you know, dangerous and deadly monsters.
They
all have an important place in the environment and in the world. And that was what his whole message was about, and I know all of us will continue to fight to bring that message to
everyone. And that place is apparently between your 9th and 10th ribs, just for those who are playing the home game.
Well, I mean, if you pet them correctly, there will be
I saw the saddest interview last night. It was from a woman who runs, I swear to God this is true, it sounds like an Onion headline, from a woman who runs a stingray petting zoo for children. And this is, it's just a place where children go to pet stingrays. And she was like, our attendance has been drastically down for the last several days. And I do not expect that trend to reverse itself. So there you go. That's a bad business to be in this week. Find it, learn to type.
Well, John Stanton finds irony in a discussion he had with Steve just before his death.
And it was only the day before we talked about stingrays and the effect of the barb. It was so ironic that we would actually have this conversation the day before. That was, were they a deadly threat? And no, they weren't. And I related a story where a friend of mine had got a barb through his leg and had to be medevaced out. It was ironic.
Well, let's talk about baby surgery, shall we?
Yes. We've been all been looking at the... I hesitate to even talk about the Steve Irwin thing because I know it's gonna totally.
It'll be back tomorrow.
I was gonna say we'll talk about it tomorrow because it's gonna deviate us all off the subject. I got all kinds of things to say about it. Chris Needham and I from Oregon Live were talking about that last night. I will make this one comment.
Yes.
About no, it's just a little bit, this is like an appetizer. It's like an antipasta. The thing about that Steve Irwin footage is now Sarah is probably not old to really remember this, but do you remember Brandon Lee dying on the set of The Crow?
No, I always heard the story, but.
Brandon Lee, when they were filming The Crow with Ernie Hudson, da-da-da-da, they thought it was the gun was empty, blah-blah-blah, point the stunt gun at him, bam, oh, look, he's dead. And they immediately, first thing they did, burned the film without even developing it. That was their whole thing. Like, that was the, like, job note, like, oh, he's dead, burn the film. Which is, so, like, a world apart from even, like, I mean, that's only 15 years ago, but clearly we live in a whole different world now, where the first reaction of no one is to burn, yeah, exactly. The first thing, don't you have DSL? That's it. And Chris Needham from Oregon Live made a really good point, which is that every... Because he brought up the Crow thing. He's like, the first thing they did was to burn the film so that it could never be seen by anybody. They said they did, undeveloped, they burned it. No one ever saw the film. They destroyed it without even developing it. And he noted that every day that goes by with that film not destroyed, the chances of it ending up, like, on our computer screen just go up exponentially.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Media experts say the tape might soon be circulating on the internet.
Well, yeah, because, I mean...
It is impossible to keep it contained.
As soon as there is, especially if it's digital film, in which case it's a lot easier to replicate. You know, it used to be you had the old-school film can, and you had to go and had special equipment in the lab. As soon as there are two copies... It's everywhere. That's the thing. As soon as they... Because you hear people talk about this in movie studios, where they'll give people watermarked and a supposedly non-duplicable versions of scripts and everything. But man, it always ends up on the net. So as soon as a single copy of that is made, everybody will have it. It'll be like that R. Kelly tape. I mean, I don't even know where that came from. How is it that the R. Kelly tape is everywhere? I mean, it involves some guy going home and, like, plugging it into his computer, very deliberately saying, I'm going to put this on Kazaa now.
So
watch for it by the end of the week, kids. Maybe Katie Couric can hear it.
Meanwhile, Vanity Fair's feature editor Jane Sarkin tells the Today Show what it was like when she pulled into the couple's home. We're talking about Tom and Katie's house in Colorado for the photo shoot in July.
I drove up to their house, and I see this gorgeous girl standing outside this beautiful home holding this baby with a head of hair that looks exactly like Tom's head of hair.
And then the gorgeous girl introduced me to Katie Holmes. Bada bing!
Oh.
Yeah.
She tells how Cruz and Holmes acted as parents during the 5 days she spent with them before the photo shoot.
Has ever a couple had less chemistry? Have you ever seen a couple more clearly trying to force a country into believing that they are together?
They are extremely hands-on. They are they
don't
very
hear
little
about
help.
That.
What does that mean?
They take care of that baby.
Well, they took care of the baby.
And I like, and seriously, that's
it wasn't left to its own device.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They didn't even have to be told.
At what point do you... why would you get credit for doing what you're supposed to do as a goddamn parent?
Well,
yes, they didn't put the baby in a hyperbaric chamber and shoot it into space. Well done. Of course they're hands-on with the baby. They're the friggin' parents. Jesus Christ.
You know, that the baby survived with all the, you know, weirdness that goes on.
Well, we're not sure if this is their baby.
I know. Did you notice?
This could have been a rental baby.
I heard that it was Angelina Jolie's baby.
No, it's already being speculated. Remember how I said before that she was pregnant
You're
before?
You're pointing the Viso bottle at me angrily.
Chris Klein's baby? Remember
yeah.
how she got pregnant immediately? That baby looks a lot like Chris Klein.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Is it on your site?
I have a picture of the baby on there, but not of Chris Klein.
I know Chris Klein. Yeah, he's the American Pie guy, and he was in Election. And so, hold on, let me
take a moment.
Yeah,
because that was the rumor. It speculated that he got her pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And then her
and he looks fertile. Okay.
He does. He looks like a breeder.
Oh, that's a bad picture of Jessica Simpson. And I don't mean bad sexy. I mean, that's bad. All right.
She looks like Steven Tyler in that.
That doesn't look like Tom Cruise at all. I don't know what anyone is saying.
I just don't know. That's a lot of hair for a baby that was supposedly just born, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is thick. I wonder if it's Gilby Clark's hair. They sort of glued it right onto the top. Boy, Katie Holmes has just aged. It's so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, she's aging just exponentially.
It could be a stand-in.
How would anybody know? All right, so there you go. So there's the there's that.
Why did it take so long to release photos of this baby?
They were always going to release a photo of the baby. Mission Impossible came out. Tom was on this worldwide tour. They came home. All this stuff happened. Decided, nope, we're going to stay home, take care of our children.
Well, it's good that they waited until no one really cared. This email says, about hearing your own voice on tape. Rick, yes, you do sound pinched and nasally. It's how we tell you apart from Ed Till and Kenny Vance. Okay, thank you, sir. That's a callback, they say in comedic terms. Let's see. Rick, this is the 70 Miller Show took suggestions for Katie Couric's sign-off this morning. Someone called in with a great one. This is Katie Couric. Good night and good grooming. Yeah. What else do we have here? All right. Let's see. Rick, I've got to hand it to Scotty J. While his Delana sounder did keep informing his usual surrealistic nonsensicality, he really did go unplugged with his sounder. I could only identify two or three different elements playing at once, as opposed to his regular cavalcade of hundreds of sound effects happening at the same time. Although I do have a strong, strong feeling he was behind the Munchkin Delana sound that has the patented Scotty J style written all over it. So Scotty J may have submitted more than... And I do, by the way, I do apologize to anyone who submitted whose sound was not played. It is an imperfect system, this internet, the interwebs that we use here, which is like a series of tubes. Sometimes things do get lost. So, all right. Let's do one more. And then do we have to break? What are we doing here?
Jen Lane's here.
Well, where are we
going to talk about Rockstar?
Where are we clockwise?
We only have two breaks.
Oh, really? Okay, so...
Yeah, I merged them.
Let's do one more, and then we'll bring in Jen Lane. We'll announce our top four picks, talk Rockstar Supernova, do the voting later, and then at the bottom of the hour, do some more news, and then like us at 306, et cetera. Here's Jim Riley.
Well, Pamela Anderson had a liberating discovery. She had to figure out how to apply her own makeup. I never wore makeup in my homeland of Canada. I moved to L.A., Playboy did my makeup and hair, so I never learned to do it myself.
She says it like she was living in a tree eating worms in my homeland of Canada.
I am not a slave to the industry anymore.
Before Mr. Wonka came and brought me to this enlightened place.
And for gigantic fake breasts and peroxided hair.
Boy, you know what's weird is you see pictures of her when she was a Labatt's girl and doesn't even look like her. You can't even tell.
She was really cute.
She really was. And now she's just...
Now she's cartoony.
She really is, man. She's like a walking Jessica Rabbit. All right.
You want one more?
Yes.
All right.
One more.
Well, that was one.
Encore.
Well, looks like things are getting serious between Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo. Lachey had taken the MTV hostess home to meet his folks in Cincinnati. Nick likes to go home and spend Labor Day with his parents and sisters, so he bought Vanessa. They're in a good place. I don't know if that's a back porch, a hammock, or where. I feel very good at home here with Nick's family in his hometown. The mag quotes Manila as saying, I never meant to fall in love, but look how happy I am now.
In your face, Jessica. That's totally
what
that
and
is.
Jessica Simpson's just going on a downward spiral.
I think she is his portrait of Dorian Gray. I think that Nick Lachey has become happier, and every day her face is just becoming more and more sunken and lifeless. Mm-hmm. She's starting to look like...
He's going to turn into a large boil.
No. I really wasn't going that way.
Oh.
Why would that enter your head?
I don't know.
It's going to turn into a large boil. That's genius, though. Thank you. And let's end the news segment with this thought. Rick, I was just reading about Steve Irwin. You know, he was a short man. I guess you could call this a Barb and the Shrimpy. Wait, that's I wasn't adequately prepared for the answer. There you go, kids.
We have secret CIA prisons.
I'm a consumer whore. All right.
For your own protection.
It's non-sequitur Wednesday. I'm a banana. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley, he'll be back at the bottom of the hour with more from the Ministry of Truth.
If I can find some more things.
Oh, like, I know there's a shortage of news. There's only a news pile like 8 inches deep. Oh, God damn. All right, it's 503-733. And then this guy, the barb in this room, he says, I'm sorry. It's 503-733.
Too soon.
Seriously. No, man, there was... Who was it that made a joke last... Oh, you know...
It was the Mailman Chris.
Mailman Chris was actually creating a Delana Sounder that used Steve Irwin sound.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I don't believe that was ever... I don't believe that was ever actually created. But shall we welcome Jen Lane?
We should.
Scotty J, would you please show Jen Lane to the studio here? It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Let me consult my matrix here and see what else we're supposed to have gotten to that we haven't here. All right. Well, blah da da blah da da blah da da blah. All right. Well, let me just bring up these four, our four Delana sound finalists. And then we will play these. And then what we'll do is we'll do the Insta poll. Let me set these aside here.
There.
And there. And there. And also, Scotty, do we have... All right, okay. Who... Oh, God, for the love of God, who's on the phone? Okay. Soul, no, can I hear that? Wait, it's momentum leaving the show. Listen. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all right. Was there just dead air right there, or did I just space
out? There wasn't dead air. I just, oh, all right, okay. All right, thank you.